one glorious Sunday morning, when I was 7 years old, I was asked to make a very important choice. Do you want to go out and eat ice cream? Or do you want to go and see Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba? Duh! I obviously chose ice cream. But I had very wise parents who saw through the foolishness of my choice. And to speak to Bhagwan, in spite of my pleas that I need to eat ice cream. Thus began my association with Bhagwan in anger for being deprived of my most cherished desire, ice cream. The fact that Swami more than made up for it by giving me, I don't know how many joy ice creams, but that's a different story. My growing up years yielded very close proximity to Swami, and so, you know, usually people are like, okay, he's the Lord or he's Bhagavan. For me, he graduated from being the Lord to a magic uncle. So my interactions oscillated between, you know, adoration when I was favored and anger and disappointment when ignored. The mounting pressures of school and grades, you know, by the time I was 16, the association, you know, sort of dwindled to about a visit or two. When I was 18, a few friends of us from college decided to go on a trip. And the trip was to the origin of the river Kaveri. And I decided to show off skills I never had. And promptly, I drowned. And when I regained consciousness, a few of my friends were hauling me out of the river. You know, the end of it was a bruised ego and that everybody knew I couldn't swim. Fast forward a few months later, we had another college trip to Kodai, Kunur, and a few other places. And sitting in this tea stall, and actually the tea stall had posters of Swami heralding his arrival at Kodai. And as I was sipping tea, one of my classmates came over to me and said, "Nandini, do you remember the day you drowned? This man in this picture, he pulled you out of the river." I was stunned. And immediately decided, no, I have to go see Swami because he was in Kodai. And I told my friends, you guys can go to the boating and I'm going to go see Swami. And surprisingly, 7 of my other friends decided to come along with me for darshan. We got there a little late. So really, the only glimpse of Swami that I had was as he was walking back into the building. But since then, you know, lots of things changed. There began a direct communication. There were direct messages. The presence was felt with vibhuti or, you know, vibrations in my body. And then even forms began to emerge. It feels as though this drowning was a cleansing to sort of, he said, go ahead and unlearn everything you have learned so that I can fill you. Once you empty yourself, I can fill you so that you can then have direct contact with consciousness. My parents have given me an excellent base. My grandparents have taught me meditation. But whatever I have learned, everything that I have learned from my dear beloved Bhagwan, my Sai, my love, my life, my everything. I've been blessed with a husband who's been a great friend and a partner in the spiritual journey, a daughter who has aided me on the spiritual journey. But you know, when I look back, it's Sai, it's Sai, it's Sai all the way. It's Sai and it's the way of life, it's the consciousness. In one of the family functions, a relative was talking about their connections to actors and actresses in the movie and television industry. And went on and on about, you know, all the political connections. And I blurted out, I have a connection with the Supreme Lord of the universe. Not just for this life, for eternity. And I really mean it. I do. The song is actually it just means that I met the Lord of the universe who has descended on earth in all his resplendent glory. Parabrahma Harevariyan Surasura Chaitanyatsa Roma Roma Sa Parabrahma Thank you.